Of course, the governor refused to do what he said he was going to do, which is to veto a self-serving reapportionment bill. And even though the Democrats, people want Democrats in both the Congress, I believe, and in the state legislature, the problem still is that they drew districts where they can't lose.
Well, you're right. And in fact, I was extremely outspoken and continue to be, although it's sort of moot right now, over the fact that we should not have allowed those redistricting lines to become the law of the state. I believe that the governor went back on his commitment to have independent redistricting.
Did you tell him that?
Yes.
What did he say when you told him that? Well, you know, I mean, I have to live here.
There's no good answer, in my opinion. There's no justifiable answer by the governor's office or by the governor as to why he did this. But I think most New Yorkers who were following the issue knew it. Now, the problem is, of course, a lot of things that are really important in government are esoteric, so the public isn't necessarily following every detail. What I have to tell you that was what I love about Cecilia is she talked about being a school board president and the environment. She's also a farmer. She's a policy wonk. She actually worked along with me in the New York State Senate as a housing policy analyst. And she worked on foreclosure legislation to be able to help us stop people from being foreclosed from their homes illegally by banks. She worked on affordable housing issues. She's written legislation. She's smart, smart, smart.
So, Cecilia, tell me, what kind of farming have you done?
Well, I grew up on a dairy farm in New Jersey, and I milked cows. And I right now have a small sheep farm in Dwayne'sburg, which is in a rural area of Schenectady County. So I really understand and appreciate the role small family farms play in this district. It's huge.
But the farmers are being screwed in this state. There's no two ways about it. They're not making any money, and they're not being protected. What are you going to do about that?
I'm going to make sure that I advocate for policies that support small family farms in this
district. What
would
you like to see done?
I'd like to see more local types of programs where we educate people about the farms that are in our area and make it easier for them to get their product to market. Senator Schumer came out yesterday with a proposal that there should be Greek yogurt in schools. And we have a lot of dairy farms in New York State.
Right.
And businesses that are creating Greek yogurt, I'm like, great idea. Those types of initiatives where we're celebrating what we've got right here in New York State and supporting their products so that we're helping them to be more viable.
Well, now, talking about food and food fights, it's a little bit of a jump. You heard Senator Krueger, your mentor here and friend, discussing some of the things that have gone on in the past. In the state Senate, there are four guys who, while they call themselves Democrats, have been smelling and acting like Republicans and have been voting with the Republicans and have been rewarded by the Republicans. You get there. Are you more likely to be like them, for want of a better term, selling out your party, or are you going to be more likely to be a Democrat?
Well, I am a Democrat, and I'm certainly going to work with the Democrats in the Senate. I'm hoping that when I get there, the Democrats are all one unit and we're working in the best interest of the people in the state.
But what happens if, when you get there, they're not all one unit?
You know, I don't know that that's a fair question.
Here comes Liz. She's going to tell me I didn't ask a fair question. Go ahead.
Look, it is true that there has been some fracturing within the Democratic Conference and that there are four who have broken off and called themselves the IDC, the Independent Democratic Conference. I'm optimistic that come after the next election, when there are more good Democrats in the state Senate, new people joining us, that we're going to get past that and that people are going to recognize there is strength in working together and fighting things out, but working together for the betterment of all. So I'm not sure Cecilia or the other new Democrats who are going to be joining her come January 2013 are even necessarily going to have to deal with that question.
Liz Krueger, as long as you've butted in here,
yes.
You invited me in the studio too. Oh, no, I wanted you here. I love you. But let us just ask you this. Right now, the change of one seat, the Democrats will control the Senate.
Well, I think it's actually
there are two.
Well, because we had the win in Brooklyn recently with the special.
Right. Okay, so two seats,
yeah,
which is nothing. What are your chances of taking the Senate?
I'm going to give a 60% odds at the moment. If we had had fair redistricting,
oh yeah, well,
we would have.
Well,
had,
if a bird flew through the studio, a bird would have flown through the studio, but it didn't happen.
But you would think that New York State in the 21st century could actually get that part right, but it didn't. So it's a tougher haul. But you know what? When people go out to vote, they're not asking about the IDC or the Gang of Four that are gone, or even the what you and I might live and breathe on, what goes on in the Capitol every day.
Sure.
They're looking at what's going on in their communities, what are the issues that they see are as important, and who are the people putting themselves up. When they go to that voting booth, they're going to take a look at Cecilia, what she stands for, what she believes in, and judge her on whether she's a better match for what they see themselves as needing in their state senator compared to her opponent, who, you don't want to mention opponents' names, but who is a sitting assembly member and has an incredibly bad voting record. So people already know what he would do if he joined the state senate. And I think that Cecilia is going to be able to make a very good case throughout those five counties, sections of five, I got that right, five counties, who she is and why she is the right person to represent this new district.
I wanted to ask you both for half a minute on whether the Senate needs more women. Cecilia?
Absolutely.
Why?
I think we have women's issues out there that have been talked about on a national level, and New York State should be leading the nation in dealing with these concerns, like the Reproductive Health Act, and making sure we're setting a leadership role in what we should be expecting our Senate to advocate for. Women are not a special interest. Women also make up 53% of this district, mm-hmm. and women should see more women in positions of elected office, because I think we end up with better policies and a better society.
Liz Krueger?
I couldn't agree with her more. See, I think women not only focus on some issues that men might not get around to as often, but we also have a different approach. I mean, even in the discussion you and I just had, you know, I go in there and fight in my own conference all the time. I had a whopper of one last night, and yet it was respectful, calm, and I could get my points across, because I actually think women are better negotiators much of the time than my male colleagues. I'm not criticizing my male colleagues, but there's a different style that I have seen in the U.S. Congress, in the U.S. Senate, in the Assembly, and in the Senate, of how women very often approach the issue, approach the challenge of how you negotiate to get your way in succeeding, and in recognizing you still have to roll up your sleeves the next morning and go right back in there and go to work. I think that Cece's experience negotiating things through a school board, being a farmer, and raising a family shows that we are very good, we women, at multitasking, at being able to juggle lots of things at once, and that the kind of contribution Cece and other women can make by joining the state senate will also change the not just the visuals, but the reality of how that place runs.
Cecilia Katchik, good luck to you. It's going to be fun to watch you doing this. And Liz Krueger, thank you so much for bringing Cecilia to us and for explaining what's going on here. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alan.